You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with a new novelist, Mr. William Turner, who has written a riveting new thriller, A Murder in Our Midst, where Walter Mosley meets Agatha Christie with classic twists. Mr. Turner, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
An honor and pleasure is certainly ours, sir. So first of all, tell us, how did you come up with your book, A Murder in Our Midst?
I tell you what, I was looking at a friend of mine that I admire so much, and I asked myself, I said, just how far would I go for my friend? And something said, to the limit. And I started developing a story around that. And what was unique about it was that my friend is Caucasian. And with the situation these days, the media is giving the impression that the races are at each other's throats nonstop. If people don't realize, they would bite into that. And when I was writing the murder mystery, I wanted to show that there are viable friendships out there, and each would go to the end of the limit for each other. And that was the premise of it, sir, and based on my experience.
So I know it would be difficult within this time frame to really tell us what the story is about, but tell us, what is the story about in a summarized, abbreviated version?
They had met at Hobbit. And the only thing that they had in common was their shared home in California. They were both lonely. They found each other, and they became fast friends. After graduation, Raymond, the Caucasian, went to work for his billionaire father and in their business. The African-American returned to California to become a police officer. After he was passed over for what he thought were well-deserved promotions, he had become disgruntled and left the United States and went to England, where he ran into the same situation. His letters to his friend Raymond were cheerful, but Raymond had come to know him and realized that something was wrong. Raymond used the Brabant International Influence to find out exactly what was going on. And so he found out that Robert was unemployed. They used their influence and got him a job with Scotland Yard. And like I say, the rest was history. He was knighted when he had handled the case for the Queen. Raymond sent him a letter stating that he needed him to come right away because someone in his family was trying to kill him. Robert dropped everything. And when he got to Pasadena, he found that Raymond was indeed dead. It was a devastating blow, a devastating loss for him. And he wanted to know naturally what it caused this. They told him that Raymond had died from terminal cancer, that he couldn't endure the pain, and he decided to take his own life. Robert said, no, I know my friend. He wouldn't have done that. And during the investigation, he found out that Raymond was indeed murdered. But what he found shocking was that the family that he considered his own and had grown to love seemed to have closed ranks. And during Robert's investigation, he uncovered additional murders committed by different culprits, but all with a common motive. The book will keep you guessing until the very end. I hope I didn't bore you, sir.
Not for a second. Absolutely. Sounds like a great read. Are there plans for a sequel? Is anything in the works in that regard?
Yes, sir. I'm almost finished with Death Comes for the President. I'm about to have these detectives to solve it, and it, too, will keep you guessing. I write from the premise that there are seasoned readers who can tell who did it after reading a couple of chapters. And with this Death Comes for the President, he is a much-beloved president, and he was looking at the trade inequity. And so he had gone to China, Japan, Turkey, and England, including India and Russia. When he returns from the summit, they tell him that we're back in the good old USA. But they couldn't rouse him. He was dead. They found out that he had been poisoned. The United States was ready to go to war. And they said, well, we want to make sure we get the right person and hold them accountable. But they wanted cool heads to prevail. So they hired the Robert Winchell, my detective. And he retraced the president's steps, his journey. At the end, the culprit will shock America.
Today we are joined by Mr. William Turner, who has written a riveting new thriller, A Murder in Our Midst, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Turner, what's the hardest part in getting a thriller to work?
It is making sure that the characters are believable, that you have a credible, believable plot. You take the readers on an intriguing tour, not just the United States. You introduce them to other countries and what those countries have to offer. You're educating, entertaining, all of those things wrapped up into one. But you do it very gingerly so you don't distract from the story and the characters. You don't have your characters doing something that you, the reader would say, you know what, that is absolutely asinine. That harkens back to when I had initially written A Murder in Our Midst. I had done a synopsis, and my reader had read the synopsis, and he says, Billy, I have something to tell you. I said, what's that? He says, the synopsis is a hell of a lot better than the book. After the shock, I tore the book up and started over. When you write, you cannot be thin-skinned. You must take all criticism and use it to your advantage. You cannot become egotistical because you've gotten good reviews. Comments that are negative, you find out why they are negative and try to turn them into positives. And that's what I have done. I want my readers to say, you know what? He's a credible, believable mystery writer. That is my goal.
And how do you create the characters and the plot?
An example, I'm a Catholic, and I was sitting in church, and the priest was just going on and on and on. And I ran my hand across my throat, indicating he should cut it short. I had no idea he had seen me. And I was embarrassed to no end. And then I was thinking, I said, you know what? Can I do a mystery around a priest? And I got this idea. And I left Mass after the services, came home and plotted it, and had the main character. And in so doing, I create the characters as I go that are necessary for the development of the story. Sometimes I might throw in a red herring, a character that has absolutely nothing to do with the plot, but to distract the reader, to derail him in a sense. And that is how I do it. And when I look at a lot of the discussions on TV, radio, my mind, my imagination is seated. And I could be walking through the house, and then an idea will hit me. I would immediately go to the computer and jot down some notes. And if it's extremely intriguing, I cannot abandon it. I will come back and start developing it. That is how it works.
Lastly, any advice for anyone that is looking to write their own book or novel like you did?
To make sure that you have an above average grasp of the English language. Have your work edited. And don't be discouraged. I want them to realize that getting published is highly subjective. There is no magic bullet, no formula that you write a novel and you submit it and you can sit back and rest assured that it is definitive, you will bowl them over, and you will get a letter of acceptance. It doesn't work that way. They will soon realize that the rejection notices are almost identical now. By whatever means, get your work out there for the public to be the judge. For after all, they are the ultimate judge. And keep going. Improve your craft. Accept the criticism. If they tell you it doesn't make sense, don't take umbrage. Ask them, what is it about it that doesn't make sense? And you correct that. You're forever fine-tuning. You never reach that level where you are definitive in what you write. I'll never forget, I was so busy getting my story in A Murder in Our Midst, and I had submitted it to the publisher. She told me, she says, you know what, Billy, I lived in California, and you cannot get from this area to that area on the freeway that you're talking about. I said, hallelujah, thank you. And so she corrected that for me. But I want the readers to realize that if they're writing romance and there are agents, publishers who say that that's what they're looking for, don't sit back thinking once you've written a romance, you send it to them, you will automatically be picked up. It is a hook and bait. They're not going to extend your contract. I don't know why they do this, but the author, the writers, should never give up. They must keep going. If it's something that you like doing, continue doing it and perfecting your craft. That is the advice that I would give them, sir.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you, and with total conviction and confidence, you certainly are displaying that with your experiences, and certainly appreciate you sharing that from the heart and that great advice. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about this book and where they can make the purchase.
They can get it from Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and all other book outlets. They can get a synopsis of the book, A Murder in Our Midst, from Amazon.com, typing in A Murder in Our Midst. It will show the readers' comments. I received 2 4-stars out of 5, 2 5-stars out of 5. My mailman told me that I was following closely in the footsteps of Agatha Christie. When he said that, I didn't know if I'd been insulted or not, but to have put me in that category was a compliment. But to remind the readers, they can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or simply type in A Murder in Our Midst, and they will tell you exactly where you can purchase it.
Well, Mr. Turner, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today. Such a lovely conversation, and certainly wish you all the best. And thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And thank you for interviewing me, sir. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and certainly my pleasure. We've been speaking with new novelist Mr. William Turner, the author of a riveting new thriller, A Murder in Our Midst. And for more information or to read an excerpt or to purchase the book, simply visit Amazon.com or any other major book outlets. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.